Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 152 of CJ Evolution, that's Criminal Justice Evolution. Pat Fitzgibbons here, host and creator of the show. Whatever you were doing, wherever you were at, thank you for spending a little bit of your valuable time with me. I sure do appreciate it. Special thanks to all the first responders out there doing a very difficult job in a very difficult environment, and everybody else in the CJ field, that's the criminal justice field. Thank you for what you do day in and day out. I've talked about it before, but we all struggle throughout life with various forms of struggles. Whatever you're doing out there, you're going to have some struggles. And that's where my good friend Kim Ades and her amazing team can come and help you. Check out her and her amazing team over at frameofmindcoaching.com. Tell Kim Ades and her amazing team that Pat Fitzgibbons from CJ Evolution sent you. On to the show. You know, I've talked about it before, about how we all need to be grateful. We really do. I need to become more grateful for what I have in my life. Sometimes I lose focus, but I try to start every day with going through who is in my life and what I have in my life. Who is in your life is more important than what you have. But here are 10 ways to become more grateful, because I really do believe each and every one of us have a lot to be grateful for. No matter how crappy you think your life is, we all have something to be grateful for. So number one, keeping a journal. I try to write my journal every morning and every night. Sometimes I skip it, but most times I'm on the money and I start every day with writing a little bit in my journal. Keep a gratitude journal. It doesn't have to be all about gratitude, but you need to establish a daily practice in which you remind yourself of the gifts, grace, benefits, and the good things you enjoy. Because I really do believe all of us have good things in our lives and people, more importantly, in our lives. Setting aside time on a daily basis to recall moments of gratitude associated with ordinary events, your personal attributes, or valued people in your life gives you the potential to interweave a sustainable life theme of gratefulness. Number two, remember the bad. To be grateful in your current state, it is helpful to remember the hard times that you once experienced. When you remember how difficult life used to be and how far you've come, you set up an explicit contrast in your mind. And this contrast is a fertile ground for gratefulness. Number three, ask yourself three questions. Utilize a specific meditation technique and ask yourself these three questions. What have I received from? Question. What have I given to? Question. And what troubles and difficulty have I caused? It really puts things into perspective. Number four, learn prayers of gratitude. In many spiritual traditions, prayers of gratitude are considered to be the most powerful form of prayer, because through these prayers, people recognize the ultimate source of all they are and all they will ever be. Number five, come to your senses. Through our senses, the ability to touch, see, smell, taste, and hear, we gain an appreciation of what it means to be human and what an incredible miracle it is to be alive. See through the lens of gratitude, the human body is not only a miraculous construction, but also a gift. So the first thing every morning that you should be doing, or night when you're reflecting on gratefulness, is just grateful to be alive. That should be the number one thing. Number six, use visual reminders. Because the two primary obstacles to gratefulness are forgetfulness and lack of mindful awareness, visual reminders can serve as cues to trigger thoughts of gratitude. Oftentimes, the best visual reminders are other people. I remember when I was a young parent, seeing my, no matter if I had a crappy day at work, on the street, whenever I saw my kids, it would light me up. That is that visual reminder. And there are other people most of the time. Number seven, make a vow to practice gratitude. Research shows that making an oath to perform a behavior increases the likelihood that the action will be executed. Therefore, write your own gratitude vow, which could be as simple as, I vow to count my blessings each day. and post it somewhere where you would be reminded of it every day. Number 8, watch your language. Grateful people have a particular linguistic style that uses the language of gifts, givers, blessings, blessed, fortunate, fortune, and abundance. In gratitude, you should not focus on how inherently good you are, but rather on inherently good things that others have done on your behalf. Number 9, go through the motions. If you were to go through grateful motions, the emotion of gratitude should be triggered. Grateful motions include smiling, saying thank you, and writing letters of gratitude. I had a guest on recently, and we talked about writing letters of gratitude and how important it is to write thank you notes or I appreciate you, because I think a lot of us, myself included, has gotten away from that because we have technology. But you would be surprised at how powerful a simple letter of thank you, I'm thinking of you, or a note does with people. It's amazing. Last but not least, number 10, think outside the box. If you want to make the most out of opportunities to flex your gratitude muscle, you must creatively look for new situations and circumstances in which to feel grateful. Folks, that's all I have. I hope it was beneficial. I hope you get something out of this episode, because again, we all have so much to be grateful in our lives for, especially people. I guarantee you there's somebody in your life that you can pick up the phone and say, you know what, mom, dad, whoever, thank you. I feel grateful that you're in my life. Thank you for being in my life. Folks, if you head over to cjevolution.net, rate and review my podcast, you'll see a link to iTunes. I sure would appreciate it. A lot of great guests coming on the show this week and next week and the week after. They're lining up, and it's all for you. Thank you once again for the continued support, folks. Have a great rest of your day. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.